Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 968, You Too Can Be Conned, by J.L. Collins of jlcollinsnh.com. And I am your host and narrator of the show. My name is Dan. Welcome to another Sunday edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Hope you're having a great weekend. And I'm going to get right to it today. Keep the intro nice and short as we start optimizing your life. You Too Can Be Conned by J.L. Collins of jlcollinsnh.com. I made an enemy this week. She's the widow of an old friend, and before he died, I promised to try to look out for her a bit. During our recent conversation, she said I made her feel small. She said I made her feel stupid. There were tears. I'm very likely guilty on both counts. I'm not always tactful, but hopefully I saved her $2 million. Her husband died a while back. Over the years, he worked hard and had accumulated the aforementioned $2 million. He loved his wife dearly, and he knew he would very likely leave her a widow. The money was an act of love. He wanted to be sure she would be financially secure. But he also knew three things that scared him no end. One, his wife believed in the free lunch. That is, she was always open to come-ons. Free cell phones were an example. Every time their cell phone contract expired, the provider offered a quote-unquote free cell phone, which she proudly grabbed. Somehow she seemed to miss the 2-year contract it locked them into over and over again. While small potatoes, it is a bad sign. Two, the world is filled with predators looking for precisely people like her. And three, money and this belief in the free lunch attracts them like sharks to blood in the water. It was this topic that set me off and brought her to tears. I was trying to gently coax her into appreciating the risk. She is a very bright woman and seemed to understand. But then she said, "Don't worry, I can't be conned." So I said, and by this point, my voice, I fear, was raised, "With that, you have just violated the first rule of not being conned." Here's one I came across many years ago. Fortunately, I read about it. In those days, I might well have taken the bait. Here it is. One day you get a letter, or maybe these days an email. In it, an investment advisor introduces himself and offers you a stock tip. ABC Corp is going to dramatically rise in price over the next week or two. Don't invest, he cautions, without doing your homework, but his proprietary metrics are pointing to this one as a strong buy. You're no fool, but you decide to maybe keep an eye on it just to see. Sure enough, it sharply spikes up. You could have made 50, 60, 100% on your money in just a couple of days. Letter 2 arrives. This one says, BCD Corp is poised to take a sharp fall. Our metrics, it says, say short. Shorting is a way to sell stock you don't own on a bet it will decline in price. This stock. You are a careful investor. Again, you decide to watch and see, although with a keener interest now. Sure enough, this one collapses just as predicted. Had you acted, big profits would have been yours. Letter number 3 arrives. Then number 4, number 5, and maybe even number 6. And each is dead on. The stock rises or falls exactly as predicted. Maybe you even took a chance and profited from one or more. Hard not to be impressed by now. I would be. Then you get an invitation to dinner at one of your area's finer restaurants. You and a handful of other, quote, executive-level investors are invited to an informal meeting with Mr. Hasn't Missed One Yet. He'll be discussing his proprietary investment metrics and how they've made him rich. At dinner, Mr. HMOY is soft-spoken. He is warm, kind, and concerned. He has all the trappings of wealth, but in a tasteful, understated fashion. Charts and graphs are presented. The exact investment approach is unclear, but then it is proprietary. This is to be expected. Oh, and barely mentioned in passing, it just so happens a couple of slots remain open in his latest investment pool. There's certainly no obligation, but, of course, quote, based on our experience, they'll be snapped up by tomorrow. So, if you're interested. Can you see the trick? And like all magic, it is a trick. If you can, and this is the first you've come across it, you're a better man than I. But don't get cocky. If not this one, there's another that will fly under your radar. It can happen to you. Fail to understand this, and it will. That's the first rule. Here's the full set. Rule number one. Everybody can be conned. Certainly, stupid people are marks, but so are the exceptionally bright. The moment you start to think that it can't happen to you, you've become a most attractive target. The easiest victims are those that think they're too smart, too knowledgeable to be taken. This means you, bucko. Rule number two, you are likely to be conned in an area of your expertise. The reason is simple, targeting and ego. When con men pick a scam, they look for people to whom it will naturally appeal. Those are people in the field. People feel secure and safe in those areas they know well. They believe they'll be too smart to be caught unawares. Smart people know the areas they don't know and tend to be far more cautious there. Most of Bernie Madoff's victims were financial professionals. Rule number three, con men and women don't look like con men. This isn't the movies. They're not going to have slouch hats pulled low over their shifty eyes. Successful con men look like the safest, most trustworthy, most honest, most stable, and most comforting people imaginable. You won't see them coming. Or rather, you will, and you'll be warmly welcoming them. Rule number four, 99% of what they say will be true. The best, most effective lies are surrounded by truth, buried in it. The con, the thing that will leave you broke and with a real reason to cry, is carefully hidden. It is deep in the proverbial fine print. Rule number five, if it looks too good to be true, it is. There is no free lunch, not ever. Your mama taught you this, and she was right. Of course, not all cons are clever. An email from a Nigerian stranger offering you, random old you, millions to accept his money transfer should be obvious, right? The stranger knocking on your door and offering cut-rate home repairs because we, quote, just happen to be working the neighborhood, end quote, if only you pay in cash up front, is a con man. You know this, right? Those are the kinds of simple cons my friend's wife was thinking about, and she's right. She is much too smart to fall for those. But those aren't what had her husband worried. It's the Mr. HMOYs of the world who seek out the smart, the rich, and the lonely. If you have not already done so, have these conversations with your own spouse. Don't leave it to a tactless, although honest, friend of the family like me. Given the actuarial tables and her good genes, my own wife will likely also outlive me by a couple of decades or more. Since I handle our investments, we have this conversation on a regular basis. We review what we own and why. Fortunately, she understands the principles and their importance. As an aside, this is one more reason I'm a fan of index funds. I want to leave her with a simple portfolio she can leave on autopilot. So far, these discussions haven't led to my making an enemy of her. Yet. I think. You just listened to the post titled, You Too Can Be Conned, by J.L. Collins of jlcollinsnh.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And that's another edition of Optimal Finance Daily in the books. Thank you so much for your support of our show and for listening each and every day. It's all thanks to you and our authors for helping us get here. So have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening to me in real time, and I'll be back with you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.